Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome back. The Bucks, they are trying to make it three in a row over the Orlando Magic after getting beaten that first game. They have come back kind of with a vengeance in the last couple, and they are trying. Now, the only area that they are faltering in over the last few games specifically is at the charity stripe. Other than that, the Bucks have been really dominant. They've gotten good performances from good, not great, from Chris Middleton. Many of you expect better performances because of the money out of him, but Giannis has been leading the way, and everybody else has kind of fallen into line and just woken up, for lack of a better term. We talk now with Roy Perry from the Orlando Sentinel, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And, Roy, that first game, I was kind of nervous. I thought, well, the Bucks haven't won back-to-back games in the bubble. Now they finally have, and they've done it in emphatic fashion. So you tell me what you've seen and what your thoughts are so far with the Bucks up two games to one.
Well, I think that, first of all, you have to – give the Bucks credit for turning up the intensity. That's big. Been the biggest difference between games one and games two and three. They came out with a lot more ball pressure, and really got into the Magic a lot more in games two and three, and really started to push them out farther away from the basket. And I just think that was the biggest difference that I saw. Just the way that the Bucks played, the way that they approached the game. They, not to say that they weren't ready to play in the opener, but I think they were, maybe just a little flat. This happened last year with in Toronto when the Magic upset the Raptors. They came out and played pretty well and kind of snuck one in a little bit. And then, give the Magic credit for the first game. They really played about as well offensively as they can play. Now, that being said, you see what they have to do to beat the Bucks. That's the level of play that they have to be at in order to beat Milwaukee. So that's the challenge that they face today.
The Bucks, like I mentioned, the only area that they've been basically beaten in has been the charity stripe. Defensively, it's exactly, the last two games have gone the way the first four did during the regular season, where if they crash the boards, they really get out the fast break, create those opportunities, get that lead, and don't look back. And that's what they've been able to accomplish. What I thought Orlando did was, one, they shot the ball pretty well in game one, but two, they frustrated the Bucks and kept the Bucks off the boards. Do they got to get back to doing that?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, there are a lot of teams that are in here without all of their players, and not having Aaron Gordon has certainly hurt them on the defensive rebounding side. He had really come on at the end of the season, was averaging, I think, around 11 rebounds a game, like his last five or six games, before he got hurt. Of course, this goes back into, March, so take that for what it's worth. But he had been playing much better. on that end. And that's part of your defense too. Your ability to rebound. And as you pointed out, you cannot give the Bucks offensive rebound, second chance points. You cannot give them fast break points. You can't let them turn your turnovers into points. Those are the kind of things that you just cannot do against Milwaukee. And that's what's happened the last couple games. So yes, definitely they're going to have to rebound better because that just lets Milwaukee get going. And they've got so many ways to beat you on offense. If you don't get your defense set up, you're already behind the eight ball. So, it just allows Giannis a chance to get, just to find a seam and an avenue to get going toward the basket. And then they're really difficult to control. So, yeah, rebounding is going to be a key. They're going to have to take care of the ball better than they did yesterday. I would say that's probably one thing Milwaukee wants to shore up as well. They probably want to cut down on some turnovers. I think they had 18 in game three. So that's certainly something that they'll want to do better. But, they were still super efficient shooting the ball. And I think they took like eight fewer shots or six fewer shots than the Magic, but still made eight more field goals. So, it just goes to show. But obviously, with Giannis going 12 of 14 from the floor, that's a big reason why. So they're going to have the work cut out for him, trying to keep him away from the basket. I thought that he did a much better job of sort of picking and choosing and playing at a little bit better pace instead of just charging into the paint. He was really meticulous with how he attacked the defense, and they were late with some coverage because of that. And as you said, once Middleton gets going, that's just another weapon that the Bucks have on the perimeter. So, and Brook Lopez played really well the last couple of games too. So it's just a difficult team to cover on offense.
Yeah, I've always said if Brook Lopez starts hitting and he's giving you those big moments, it makes it extremely tough because this team becomes so it's a different dynamic because now you really do have to get out for everybody beyond the arc when they start hanging on. So both teams that you had mentioned, the turnovers, the Bucks have been pretty sloppy with the basketball in the bubble, but only 18 for both teams in that game the other day. But you got quality minutes from Augustine and Fournier and Terrence Ross and such. Who else has to really become a factor in this thing if Orlando's going to have a shot?
Well, you mentioned Fournier. He's got to get going. That's a guy that averaged 20 points a game in the regular season meetings with Milwaukee. That was the highest scoring average for the Magic. He shot 50% from the three-point line. He just hasn't found his rhythm. Now, part of it was that he missed the last three games because of an illness. So he's trying to get that rhythm back a little bit. Unfortunately, with the way the schedule's set up, it's every other day now in the playoffs, so you don't have any time to do that. And of course, trying to get your rhythm against a team like Milwaukee makes it doubly hard. So he's really struggled to score. One thing the Bucks have done a really good job is keeping him away from the basket. He's gotten added that dimension to his game where he can get into the lane, he can get to the rim and score. I think he shot like 69% this regular season on shots at the rim. And I think he had 112 field goals. I think he has one through the first three games so far. So that just shows you what the Bucks are doing to him. Markelle Fultz has got to find his mid-range game. I think the way that the Bucks have started to pay a little more attention to Nikola Vucevic on the pick and roll, that there's going to be some opportunities for Markelle to take some of those mid-range jumpers that he got in the first game and that he made in the first game. And, when guys are making shots early, it just opens everything up, and that's going to help them with their spacing. And that's such a key thing against Milwaukee. So, I think that, Terrence has played well off the bench. He's not really shot the three as much. He did in game three. The first couple of games, the Bucks did a good job of running him off the line, and he adjusted. He got points inside that, and he found baskets where he could, and that helps everything else for the Magic. So, DJ Augustine, just a veteran, knows how to play the game well. So those two guys have been keys off the bench, but they just got to get Fultz going. They've got to get Fournier going, and that's going to it's going to help that first unit a lot.
Talking with Roy Perry of the Orlando Sentinel, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. You had mentioned Chris Middleton in this last contest. Ends up with 17 points. You get a guy like Brook Lopez, who you had mentioned, with 16. Bledsoe's been playing pretty well. After that, it's kind of fallen off. You're getting decent minutes. I'm still waiting for a guy like DiVincenzo to heat up. I know Pat Connaughton's given him a little bit more. But they have become so good with their role players. Other than just trying to slow down Giannis, is it a matter of getting after Middleton or Lopez or Bledsoe that you feel that they have a matchup that they can exploit and win that could then tip the scales in Orlando's favor?
Well, they had done a really good job on Middleton the first couple games, and in the third game, they lost him a couple times in transition, and he got some easy looks and made those. And so I think that, you know, keeping him down a little bit, or just maybe limiting the number of good shots that he has, is a key. They weren't able to really do that in the third game. Milwaukee ran a lot more ISOs with him too, and he made some difficult shots. You know, so but I don't know that there's really a matchup that they can exploit, because they, you know, because offensively everybody's out except Giannis. So when you crash in the lane and you help, then he's so good getting the ball to teammates, and the Bucks are so good at sharing the ball. I mean, you watched him play that. You know, the ball goes out, it's probably gonna move two or three times before somebody takes a shot. So they're just so difficult to defend. I don't know that there really are many matchups that they can exploit. You know, Bledsoe is also really good at getting into the paint. So it's just really difficult. And then you throw a guy like Wesley Matthews, who's really known for his defense, and should point out he's done a really good job on Fournier. And, you know, he's out there floating around, sitting on the wings, waiting to shoot a three. So it's really difficult to do everything well you need to do to contain Milwaukee. And I think – we go back to the first game, their defense was pretty good. It was more about the way their offense played and how the Magic were able to win that game. So, but you did bring up a good point. They did play with more intensity on that side of the ball, and they did frustrate the Bucks a little bit more, I think, you know, than we maybe would have anticipated on a team that's the number one seed in the East and has, you know, been there before, and it's not – certainly this moment's not too big for them. So, you know, it's just going to be it's going to have to be a collective effort. They're going to have to keep getting big production from Vucevic. But some guys are going to have to step up and play, because I really feel like Milwaukee's going to try to maybe take a little more of him away and make other guys beat them.
Yeah, he had a huge game in game one, and they really tried to stymie him the last couple. Great to talk to you, Roy. Certainly appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, man. Absolutely. There yep. you go. He's right about Wesley Matthews. Wesley Matthews all over Fournier in that last contest. Fournier only coming up with 13 points in 31 minutes. And he was 4 of 10 from the field, 2 of 6 beyond the arc, and came out on the negative side when the plus-minus goes, as Wesley Matthews did a pretty solid job of just following him around on the floor and really harassing just about every time he had the ball, just kind of harassing him to the point that he either had to give it up, or it was some just, for lack of a better term, some ill-advised shots. But nevertheless, our buddy Roy Perry of the Orlando Sentinel joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. Got an email here from Mark. And Mark said, great riding over the weekend, which I would mention I was out on the rides. Said, stopped at one of the sponsors. Our good friends at Euros West. He said him and his wife, Kathy, had stopped over there prior to the ride on Sunday. He said, great place. I was absolutely right about it. They had a terrific food. Look, I always love when we have a sponsor, whether a big sponsor, small sponsor, when we get feedback on it, and you get a chance to use it. As a matter of fact, I heard from Steve today over there. Steve and Leo and everybody over at Euros West out there, the terrific restaurant on Moreland Boulevard out in Waukesha. Great people. And it's great to hear that people take the advice and then they find it as wonderful as we do. So thanks for the note. I certainly appreciate it. We get a lot of that good stuff. Always love hearing that, and always love, you know, putting it out there, because we talk about all the negative all the time. I'd rather put out some of the positives. So to not just let you know what I feel about a place, but let you know what other people do as well. Let's do this. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Coach Bud. Got some pregame going on. Bucks getting ready to take on the Orlando Magic in game four. Bucks looking to go up 3-1 in that particular set. Hopefully they can get a win today. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you are here. Coach Bud, going to hear from him coming up here momentarily as the Bucks get set to take on the Orlando Magic. Game four, trying to go up 3-1 after losing that initial contest to the Orlando Magic. The Bucks have played some dominant basketball ever since. So we're going to hear from Coach Budenholzer coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Hey, the 555 is back over there at our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And what that basically means is you get all kinds of good deal, okay? So listen up to what they're giving you. 5 years, no interest, no first payment for 5 months, plus 5% bonus savings. That is the 555 deal, one of their most popular deals ever over at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And the bonus savings, by the way, that applies to windows, doors, and insulation. So it's about time to replace the windows that don't they don't close, they don't lock, they're not secure. That patio door that sticks and squeaks and leaks and gets that frost all over it in the wintertime, you know what I'm talking about. Right now you can replace all of that. Get 5% bonus savings on top of 5 years, no interest, no first payment for 5 months. And that is not until 2021, by the way. So, yep, you can Pella now and pay later. Plus the bonus savings. And it's all if you order by the mid-portion of September, September 15th, as a matter of fact. So stop by your nearby showroom or the Pella Window Experience Center. Or you can set up a free consultation. Doesn't cost you anything. Just set it up, whether it's at home via Zoom or if you just want to do it over the phone, you can do it online, whatever it happens to be. Or you can stop in. Go to PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. Great people, great place. A lot of people doing home improvement projects and beautifying their home, making it more valuable, that kind of thing. So, yeah, go to PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. And see for yourself. So, Coach Budenholzer, I had a chance to sit down yesterday with the media prior to today's game, obviously, and talk a little bit about where his team is at right now. Let's dip in and take a listen.
Coach, game three obviously was probably your best game in the series. What do you think you need to do to be consistently the Bucs team you expected to be?
The thing we, look at the most, talk about the most is, just being great defensively, really committing on that end, making sure we're, making everything difficult for Orlando. And, if we're getting stops and then, hopefully we can get out and transition play. Against a defense that's not set and, get some easy ones and get good looks and then execute when we got to play slower. So, you got to be able to do everything in the playoffs, but we talk about and focus mostly on our defense.
Thank you. Rebecca, go ahead.
Yeah, Coach, how important has it been for this group just to be back into the intensity of the playoff atmosphere? I mean, obviously during the regular season, you get best effort from teams every night. At the same time, though, in a lot of those games, you still go up 20-25. Now you're in a different environment, rhythm-wise, moving forward. What does it mean to be back to that?
Yeah, I think it's been great. I think the seeding games and, for some teams, including us, I don't think we got to that level. The playoffs always go to a whole nother level. And now I think we're three games in. I think there is some rhythm, there's some understanding, from both teams. And, I'm guessing probably every series. But certainly for us, it's been good.
And what is the biggest challenge when, during the regular season, you're a team that beats teams so soundly on a regular basis, now coming into an environment where you're only going to be playing the best teams?
I think hopefully we've built our habits during the season, both defensively and offensively. We've, I think developed, and that's the word we use a lot is habits, and those habits need to carry over to the playoffs. And, the intensity may go up and different things like that, but if you've built habits and they just kind of come by second nature that you've built during the regular season, the best teams in the regular season are usually the best teams in the playoffs. So hopefully that's true for us.
Eric, name.
I know you guys ended up having a pretty nice night defensively, but in that second half, they really ended up hitting a bunch of threes. Did you see anything in particular in your defense watching the film that, led to that, or was that just them hitting some tough shots?
It's always a little bit of both, when you review the film. Certainly, credit to Orlando and their shot makers and their ability to make tough shots. Maybe we can make them more difficult, make them, even harder. And then there's just, a handful of examples where, I think we're not as good either on the ball or weak side as we need to be and as we were for, a lot of the game. So it was, I think, a combination of both, but, credit to them for sure on some of the shots they made. And You know, that's why, you know, it's the NBA and teams can put up 30 in a quarter. And, you know, we've just got to continue to try and make it difficult on them.
Defensively, do you feel like you played, you know, kind of two full 48s in a row there, like with game two and game three? Like, do you think defensively you guys are to where you want to be or at least close?
I think we're moving in that direction. I think the competitiveness of the group, just the activity, I think the competing and covering for each other is really what we're, you know, I think hopefully, I just said a second ago, building the habit of doing that all year, and it's our identity, and we're certainly moving in that direction in game two and game three.
Lori Nickel.
Is offensive rebounding one of those innate gifts where, you know, you have to have the toughness and the desire for it, or has Giannis actually gotten better, whether he's reading angles or taking certain positions on, you know, underneath that he knows are, you know, higher percentage of getting rebounds? Why is he so good at that area of the game?
Well, I mean, you know, he's just so athletic, so long. You know, I think he has a great sense for the ball, where it's going to be. And, you know, when he commits to doing something, it's obvious the impact that he can have. And so, you know, if it's offensive rebounding, which isn't something we actually spend a lot of time on and or emphasize, but, you know, when and if he can find an opportunity or we can do the same thing, we'd like to take advantage of it. I think the fact that he attacks the basket so much, and sometimes he's finishing his own, you know, he's getting the, like the old Moses Malone, you know, to miss the layup and put it back in and things like that. It all just starts to add up when you put it together, and he can have a big offensive rebounding night.
John Horst once told me that you guys don't necessarily focus on offensive boards. I always wondered, why is that? More important to get back in transition, or?
Yeah, we put, you know, I think it's really twofold. There's, you know, I think we put a premium on spacing the court and having great spacing. And then at the end of the day, most importantly, you know, our transition defense is where we build our defense. It's where it all starts, and you've got to be great there. And we just put our emphasis on transition defense.
Thank you.
Eric Name.
I know we talked all year about kind of trying to keep Kyle fresh and have, you know, space some games out, give him some nights off to make sure that he was ready to go in the playoffs. He's really looked good here in this playoffs, and I think in the bubble overall. Just what have you thought of his play thus far? And I mean, I guess, is this kind of just the reward of that paying off, that maybe the plan worked? I know there was a pandemic in the middle of it, so maybe it didn't even end up mattering.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, you know, when you consider how this has all played out, you're like, I'm not sure, you know, what we can attribute it to. But I, even as you were asking the question, I think a lot of it's just Kyle. You know, I do think, you know, him, when he feels good, when he's getting his lifts in, when his legs are good, his body feels good, you know, I think that's when he's at his best. And, but, you know, he's just a great player. And, you know, I think it's, you know, he's excited about, you know, the playoffs, and I think, you know, everything that comes with it. You know, I think people underestimate, you know, his ability to get a hit on a defensive board, to take a charge, to do all the little things that add up to winning. And I think those things then start to fuel him when he goes the other way offensively, moving and spacing. And I think our ball movement has been better. Us finding guys that are open has been better. And, you know, he obviously is going to reap the benefit of that.
And then I wanted to ask about one of the other old guys, Marvin, yesterday, you know, ends up getting in that altercation, and obviously you don't want to see anybody ejected, but I'm curious, do you believe in the idea of like an enforcer? That used to be a thing in the NBA, that if you messed with the best player, you messed with one of the all-stars, like you were going to deal with that guy. Do you think Marvin can fill some of that role, or do you even think that's a thing that you need?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, hopefully we have a collective mentality to be, you know, the enforcer. And I don't think that there's, you know, at least with our group and probably for my personal NBA career, an enforcer on a team or whatever. But I certainly know that there have been, and there's, you know, guys that have filled that role. And but, you know, I think between Marvin's toughness, really the whole group's toughness, you know, and there's a sense of keeping your head and understanding there's a bigger purpose and a bigger, you know, priority. And sometimes there's things that are trying to distract you, and you just want to keep your focus where it belongs and keep moving to the next possession, and, you know, us being great on both ends of the court. So very much appreciate, you know, Marvin's toughness and our whole group's toughness. And we got to continue to just, you know, stay the course.
Stay the course and continue to play with that intensity. And hopefully the Bucks walk away with yet another win, get three in a row. And then they're one game away from closing it out. Maybe getting a little bit of a rest as well, as rest is going to be few and far between now here in the postseason. If you allow those series to go six, seven games, you're not going to get as much rest as you would have hoped. So hopefully the Bucks can get yet another win today. They play the early one today. The Bucks do. So looking for the Bucks to get three in a row over the Orlando Magic. That was Coach Bud yesterday talking about his team during their right after their practice, as a matter of fact. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to chime in. How you feeling about this Bucks team? Got a lot of people with some differing opinions regarding this. Also regarding some of the play from specific players who has been, I don't want to say the biggest who's been a disappointment? Who has been a positive? Obviously, Giannis, it goes as Giannis goes, but who else in the supporting staff has been that guy and also maybe who has disappointed you a little bit as well? This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Van Horn Automotive. They have dealerships in Iowa, also in Wisconsin, and you can go to any one of them if you want to trade in your car. They're looking to buy your car right now, and if you, which, by the way, no trade-in necessary. Just bring it in, and they'll pay you for it. They'll give you the Kelley Blue Book fair value of the thing. And if it works, great. If it doesn't, don't worry about it. Or if you do want to trade it in on new or used, or maybe you want to even finance service or whatever it happens to be, they can help you out in so many different facets. These are some tough times right now. We all know everybody's going through it together, and they're doing everything they can to help you out. That's our friends at Van Horn Automotive. Go to vanhornauto.com. That's vanhornauto.com. Find the location nearest you. You can find new cars, used cars, domestics, imports, whatever it happens to be. Whatever you're looking for in the automotive world, Van Horn pretty much has it. And by the way, they are employee-owned, which means everybody there has some skin in the game, so they're all looking to do their best. Well, I was talking about customer service a little bit earlier. They do it second to none. They really do. They are trying to make sure that everybody is treated excellent. So you remember that the next time you go back after the pandemic and after things begin to open back up. They want to earn your they want to be able to earn your trust. So go to vanhornauto.com. That is vanhornauto.com. I want to know what your thoughts are on this Milwaukee Bucks team. Have they done enough to make you go, okay, I'm going to start singing the song I'm a Believer all over again, or do they still got a ways to go? Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show coming up next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Again, we are glad we are back and glad you are taking a listen to us talking some Bucks basketball. Got a lot of Brewers and Packers coming up in the next hour. You're going to hear from David Stern some surprising things that he said. Not maybe surprising, but maybe more candid that, you know, obviously there's frustration leaking into that that team, that organization, as to the results of the Pittsburgh Pirates series over the weekend. So we're going to hear from David Stearns. Also, Mike Clemens is going to be joining us. We're going to talk a lot of Packers football in the last hour of the show. You're going to want to make sure you set your dials for that, because we're going to be here doing it for about the last 45 minutes of the program, talking to Mike Clemens, as we do on Mondays, getting us the weekend wrap-up and looking forward to the rest of the week, as we are now less than 3 weeks away from the Packers kicking off their season. So give me your thoughts on the Bucks, okay? As to where they stand right now. Bucks getting ready to tip off against the Orlando Magic. Game four on the docket. Bucks lead the series 2-1. And trying to make it three in a row over the Orlando Magic after the initial loss and a lackluster performance to that team. I got one here from Mark. Mark says, are you kidding me? Chris Middleton not earning his money at all. Only averaging 11 points so far in the postseason. Not worth it. Chris Middleton taking a lot of heat. So his postseason stats, 31 minutes per game, averaging 11 points, giving you a little over 5 assists a game, a steal a game, 3.5 turnovers a game. That's where his numbers are. You know, you look at a guy like Eric Bledsoe. Bledsoe's averaging 14 points a game. He's averaging, four assists or three, four rebounds a game, 6.7 assists, a steal, and has his turnovers down to just 3.3. So also, Eric Bledsoe, remember, he was the one that was coming back from the COVID virus. He was not able to go directly down with the team early on. He was the one that took him a little while to kind of get back and get into the swing of things. So in the rebounding perspective, I mean, you look for Giannis to do the dirty work, Bledsoe to do – or Lopez to do the dirty work, some of the other role players. But Eric Bledsoe, actually, I would say – I mean, it's not spectacular. It's not like he's averaging 20 points a game. But 14 points a game for coming back from the COVID, 26.3 minutes per game, not a bad way to go, you know? He's been one of the more productive players consistency-wise for the Bucks, but right now – you know, the Bucks are, when you look at some of your money, man, Chris Middleton's got to pick up. Giannis has given you everything. But who is that other guy besides Giannis? Brooke Lopez averaging 13.7 points per game. 13.7 points per game. You go to look at, like, in comparison with Chris Middleton averaging 29.4% beyond the arc. Brooke Lopez averaging 37.5%. Bledsoe, 27.3. Giannis not taking a lot of shots out there, but he's 40% beyond the arc. George Hill's 40% beyond the arc. Wesley Matthews, also Kyle Korver, Pat Connaughton, all more than better than 40% beyond the arc. The guy that's really struggling is Dante DiVincenzo, only 16.7% beyond the arc. He is just he's lost his shot. He's just lost his shot. Just really, really struggling right now. Big time. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. What do you think about this Milwaukee Bucks team? Have that just the fact that they are now seemingly rolling, do they have they reinstilled the confidence in you, or do you still have a question mark about them? 855-830-8648. Mark says that between the Boston Celtics, the Miami Heat, and the Orlando Magic, where the easy cakewalk the rest of the way is going to be extremely tough. Don't even talk about the Toronto Raptors. Raptors are going to beat them easily. I don't say – look, I know there's still people doubting the Bucks. I don't say easily because I think the Bucks have a lot of spunk and a lot of spirit in them. And I think that the first loss to Orlando was a wake-up call. I really do. Now, again, we talked last week about, quote, flipping the switch and all that kind of stuff, where the Bucks have been so good in the last two games and even going into today of this series has been their defense has been far better. Their handwork on defense has been far better. The anticipatory aspect of it when it comes to passes and boxing out, shots up, things like that, that has been better. That has been so much more, I guess, I don't want to say active or maybe aware in these games. I think Brooke Lopez took it upon himself to say enough, but you've had a lot of backside help. You've had, you know, some, you know, guys get, you know, manned up on the outside. Somebody comes from the backside and gives them additional help, and they've been quicker. They don't look like they're standing there with their feet in cement like they did in game one. Their transition defense back down the floor, even after misses, has been better. So, and they've crashed the boards. You know, they've been able to kind of create that offense off of the board. So all of that has been better as opposed to game one where their defense was just bad. And I go back to what they had said last year when we were doing the Milwaukee Basketball Hour shows. You know, when they create off of their defense is when they're at their best. You would think it's the opposite way around, but it's not. But it's not. When they create defense, which gives them offensive opportunities, and they're able to score, that then creates better defense. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Going to get into a little bit of football chatter. We got some comments after the top of the hour from David Stearns, the Brewers general manager. Mike Clemens is going to join us coming up here in less than an hour from now. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at New Mail Medical. They've been helping guys with ED problems for a long time. And energy, better mental stamina, better mood, better clarity with low T treatments. But, you know, this time in our lives, we're sitting here right now inside. You're stagnant. Maybe you're not going to the gym because you don't want to wear a mask. And you're trying to figure out things to do at home. And you just want to jumpstart the all-in-one weight loss program because you're putting on the pounds. you're putting on a pound. You want to drop some pounds. You want to look better. You want to come out of this thing the next time you go to a charity event or you go out to a motorcycle ride or the next time you go to the ballpark or whatever. You want to look better. You want to feel better. Call my friends over at Neumel Medical. 414-455-4451. They can help you out. 414-455-4451. I'm doing it, and it's worked. And I'm down now to the point where I'm the lowest weight I've been since I was a sophomore in high school, 239 less. So it's been working fantastically. Again, 414-455-4451. They have a location in Green Bay. They have one in Milwaukee. No reason you can't get to any of them. Just give them a call. 414-455-4451. That's the Neumel Medical Center. One guy out there on the market, and immediately you start to get the, oh, my goodness, we should start grabbing him. And it's not the same name it was years ago. I'll tell you what it is I'm talking about. That's coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a green and gold training camp update. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers came close to canceling practice when a report came back from a New Jersey COVID testing lab. Turns out there were several false positives. Second-year tight end Jay Sternberger finally practiced after testing positive at the start of camp.
It was interesting, you know, me being one of the first players to test positive. I did have it, but fortunately, I didn't have really any symptoms.
Matt LaFleur surprised everyone by having the rookies and second-year players hold a live tackle-to-the-ground scrimmage at the end of practice.
Well, I thought it was good just to see some of these young guys have to go up there and hit each other and get physical and make tackles.
Kamal Martin, the fifth-round pick out of Minnesota, is making a case to play inside linebacker. Ty Summers, back for his second year, knows what he needs to improve on.
Get the consistency with the tackling. Obviously, that was something that I did well at times, but then I also got in my own head and didn't do well.
In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Program, we are glad to have you. Hey, if you're going to do some social distancing with so many things being canceled, two great locations. One is the Four Seasons Island Resort. That's in Pembine, Wisconsin. And then there's the golf and ski resort, Pine Mountain Ski and Golf Resort up there in Iron Mountain, Michigan. And that's the official golf and ski resort of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Two great places with a great deal. Two consecutive weeknights lodging, and you get the third for free right now. The offer is only good through the end of September, so don't delay your getaway today. The historic and storied Four Seasons Island Resort, just 78 miles north of Green Bay, right there on the island in the middle of Menominee River. Great fun for the whole family. Golfing and boating and fishing and kayaking and great dining and the Boundary Waters Bar and such. And then there's Pine Mountain Resort, just 90 miles north of Green Bay up in the UP. And they've got Timberstone Championship Golf Course. But again, two great resorts, same great deal. Two weeknights you book, you get the third weeknight just for free. Just go to TheFourSeasonsWI.com. That's TheFourSeasonsWI.com or PineMountainResort.com. And check it out, get your getaway, and you're good to go. Book it. Make sure you tell them we sent you, too. Good people up there. So Earl Thomas, remember that name? A pretty solid hitter in the NFL. So Earl Thomas has been released. The safety for the Baltimore Ravens been released after an altercation on the field. Him and Chuck Clark, the teammate, he actually threw a punch and landed it. And that was it. The Ravens announced that they had terminated Thomas's contract for personal conduct that has adversely affected the team. The Ravens are expected to try to void his $10 million in guaranteed salary. It is expected he will then file a grievance. But he apparently, it was during practice that Earl Thomas just turned around and just punched Clark. Now, they were obviously involved with one another, but in some of the drills. But they said, no, we're not. You know, it's one thing if you take a guy to the ground and, you know, come up pushing and shoving. But when you actually throw a punch, you know, some organizations look at it as that it's just not going to happen anymore. You know, we're not going to get into this. Thomas was sent home on Friday, has not returned to the Ravens facility since the altercation with Clark. It was the second time that Thomas has been involved with a fiery exchange with a teammate. Thomas, who confronted nose tackle Brandon Williams after a loss to Cleveland 11 months ago, also had a problem, also missed or was late to several meetings, and they just finally said enough. So we'll see what happens there as far as the grievance goes. But nevertheless, now there's some rumors that Mike McCarthy and Jerry Jones are interested in getting Earl Thomas. They need a little secondary help down there in Dallas. So there's some talk that those two guys might be going after Earl Thomas as well. So
thank you, Bill.
Thank you very much. There you go. You're welcome. The Ravens declining any further comment, obviously, but they have cut him loose. So the Ravens wanted to split from Thomas so badly they're willing to take a major financial hit to move forward without a replacement for him. They'll take a $50 million salary cap hit for releasing him unless they're able to avoid that $10 million in guaranteed money. They just wanted to get rid of him. And, you know, immediately you hear a name like Earl Thomas hit the market and people say, you got to get him. You got to get him. Well, Earl Thomas is not Earl Thomas anymore. He's getting older and he's demanding a lot more money and such. And I just don't think it's worth the and plus he's been obviously a problem. So I don't think just from the outside looking in, I don't think it's worth it. But anytime you get a guy with the name like Earl Thomas that hits the open market, a lot of teams are going to kick those tires. But the Dallas Cowboys, they have been a team lately that they don't mind going after reclamation projects. They have done it numerous times here in the past. So we'll see if he ends up down in Dallas or not. Hey, I want to remind you, speaking of football, we're going to talk more football with Mike Clemens coming up here in about 20 minutes. But you can enter the Packers opening drive sweepstakes. You could win a 2021 Chevy Trailblazer. Enter the sweepstakes by purchasing any 20-ounce Coca-Cola product or a pothole pizza with your Quick Rewards card at Quick Trip, you're good to go. Plus, you purchase both of them at the same time, you get 10 extra bonus entries. Each weekly winner is going to have a chance to win $25 per yard in the Packers opening drive contest. Plus, you're entered to win a 2021 Chevy Trailblazer. No purchase necessary. See the store for details. Don't forget the pothole pizza is the official pizza of your Green Bay Packers. They have the Packers Pep Rally Pepperoni, Sausage Palooza, and then the Meat Sweats that has a half pound of both on it. And they're all both over there at Quick Trip. So stop in and grab one of those for yourself. When we come back, David Stearns had some very candid comments regarding his team. And then after that, the last 45 minutes of the show, Mike Clemens going to be here, and we're going to do all Packers all the time. Stay tuned. A lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.